Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
For the second time in two games, the Republic of Ireland men's soccer team came from behind to beat Bulgaria 2-1 in the Aviva last night. The coach, Hamer Halgrimsson, told RTE Sport that he noted the trend of conceding a goal from the opposition's first real attack, adding, "Obviously disappointing, but good that we came back." Well, let's hear how the first goal for Ireland played out.
That's a decent ball, as that's it to Ferguson. It's 1-1, what a fabulous goal. And he needed that, and my word, Ireland needed it. 1-1, back in front, 3-2 on aggregate.
What a fantastic finish. The build-up was excellent. The movement, one and two-touch football, but the finish was sublime. He gave Elliott no chance whatsoever. I'm delighted for him. He's been through such a tough time recently, injury. He's been patient, he's waited, and he's got the ball on the halfway line.
Is Halgrimsson's approach starting to pay dividends? I'm joined by the sports writer with the 42.ie, Gavin Cooney. Gavin, good morning.
Hiya, Claire.
So, what did you make of both games over the weekend?
Oh, life is good, Claire. I mean, it's back-to-back wins and competitive matches for Ireland for the first time since 2019, which is a measure of how the team is developing under Hamer Halgrimsson. Bulgaria are, to use a great RTE line, no great shakes. So this is not something to get particularly carried away with. But certainly the team is trending in the right direction. And while we may not have any expectation going into World Cup qualifying later this year, we do have hope, and that's not worth nothing.
Mm-hmm. Certainly, it is great to have hope. But, you know, just to get the negatives out of the way first, there's a lot of people asking last night, what happens when we face stronger sides? This was Bulgaria, after all. Do you share those concerns that there's a bit of an absence of efficiency here, and in particular, ruthless efficiency?
Yeah, perhaps. I mean, the frustration for Ireland in these two games against Bulgaria, who are obviously an inferior team to Ireland, is the fact that Ireland conceded with Bulgaria's very first attacks in both games, you know, after only 5 minutes in the away game in Plovdiv on Thursday. And then after half an hour last night, Ireland started so well, but couldn't get the opening goal. And then they concede straight away. And Halgrimsson said after the game that is obviously a worrying trend. And Ireland will have much greater tasks to face in World Cup qualifying later this year, most obviously with Portugal now and also with Hungary. But, you know, at the same time, while Bulgaria are a relatively low-level opposition, Ireland have been losing and drawing against low-level opposition for years. You know, as we say, it's our first time we've strung two competitive wins back-to-back in, 6 years. So, you know, if Ireland are going to be competitive later on this year and have hope of making even a playoff to get to the World Cup, they need to beat Armenia home and away. Armenia are broadly of the same standard as Bulgaria. So the fact that Ireland went and did that over this week augurs pretty well.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about some of the individual players. We'll come to Evan Ferguson in just a minute. But Finn Azaz, there was a lot of praise for him over the weekend. He did play a central role. Tell us a bit about him.
Yeah, so Finn Azaz qualifies for Ireland. I think he's part Israeli heritage and part Irish. Played in the under-21s team for Ireland and has obviously been capped now by Stephen Kenny and now Hamer Halgrimsson. He's playing with Middlesbrough in the Championship, where he's having a brilliant season. He's scored more than 10 goals and created another 10 goals for a Middlesbrough side that's humming along nicely in the second tier of English football. And you can see he's a creative player in the mould of, you know, a Wes Hoolahan type that we obviously haven't had since Wes retired back in 2016. And he was one of the big positives from this week. He obviously created lots of chances. He scored in the opening in the first leg in Bulgaria. And then, while obviously the equalising goal is really all about Evan Ferguson, it takes the right weight of pass and the right timing of pass to set Ferguson free behind the Bulgarian defence. And Azaz played that pass perfectly. So, mm-hmm. You know, if you're looking at the positives and the negatives from this week, Azaz is one of the major positives, and it's hard to envisage the team playing without him at this stage.
Yeah, and then Evan Ferguson. I mean, it was an incredible pass. The setup was great, but the finish was incredible too. How important is he if Ireland is to, you know, pose a threat looking into the coming months?
Vital. You know, Ferguson is our only really potential world-class attacking player. Like, you do forget that he's, I think he's still only 20. He is so young. He's still eligible for the under-21s team. And he obviously burst on the scene at Brighton with the hat-trick against Newcastle in September 2023. But he's had a difficult year. He spoke about it after the game, saying that, you know, he's learned how to deal with frustration as he's not really had an opportunity to play at Brighton and now during his loan spell at West Ham. And you did wonder in the game last night, Claire, whether that confidence, his confidence has been zapped, and it was affecting him on the pitch, because he was set through one-on-one, a good chance after Troy Parrott pounced on a mistake, but he takes the shot very early and it's a relatively easy save for the goalkeeper. And I didn't wonder whether he was going to be replaced, because there was movement on the Irish bench, but then, you know, what a jolting reminder of his quality to pick up the ball, drive toward goal, play a quick 1-2 and just smash it in the roof of the net. You know, he's had a difficult year, obviously, but, you know, he is high calibre. Ireland don't have many world-class attacking players. He is potentially one of them. And if they are going to get to the World Cup, Ferguson will be central to the whole operation.
Yeah, and obviously if his confidence was zapped, as you say there, that's going to help last night scoring that goal, right?
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, I think that was one of the other benefits of that goal. You know, it obviously did a lot for Ireland in the game, but the more exciting thing is, what might it do for Ferguson himself? You know, he's played a lot of minutes for Ireland. I think he may now have played more minutes for Ireland this season than he has for either of the clubs he's played at. And he's playing under Graham Potter now at West Ham, the manager who gave him his debut at Brighton a couple of years ago. And we thought that that would be a great move for him. But again, he struggled to break into the team. So, you know, he should bounce back now to West Ham and go into West Ham training later this week with confidence. And if he can start playing regularly, that's a massive thing for Ireland. He spoke after the game of how hard it is to build a rhythm and play consistently at international level when you're not playing at club level. So, yeah, we need him playing as many minutes with his club as we can.
So are there fitness issues there as well for him if he hasn't been playing with the club?
Yeah, I mean, he would say he's fit, as in he's injury-free, but it's really more, you know, match fitness and rhythm and just sharpness that you can see with Troy Parrott, for instance. Like, Parrott, man of the match last night. And again, one of the big positives over these two legs for Ireland. And these were maybe his two best performances for Ireland since he made his debut in 2019. And the reason for that is he's playing every week at AZ Alkmaar in the Netherlands, a decent level, and obviously has played in Europe in the Europa League as well. So that goes to show how much better a player will look in the international stage if they're used to playing at a club level. So if we can, you know, if Ferguson can establish that rhythm and sharpness, then, you know, Ireland have goals in the team and have a serious player on their hands.
So what do we know now of Heimir Hallgrímsson? How he wants the team to play? Is his management style getting the best from the players that he has? Have we more of a fuller picture of him?
We do. So, I mean, Hallgrímsson is very much, John O'Shea, his assistant, was doing media yesterday after the match, and he was asked how the Ireland team will set up tactically in future games. And he said, listen, it depends. And I think that's maybe the philosophy of this new managerial ticket for Ireland. Listen, it depends. They adapt to the opposition all of the time. As a result, he's making mugs like journalists like myself trying to predict as to what he'll do. But we can see that Ireland are more solid. They're not conceding as many counterattacks. They're not being carved open by opposition as much. And you can see they have attacking options and they have goals in the team now. You know, they scored twice last night, having scored twice on Thursday. They had lots of other chances last night, really, and looked even threatening on set pieces. So the team is a little bit more solid. They definitely adapt more to the opposition than previous Ireland teams did. And it will stand them in good stead because, you know, they will have to beat Armenia home and away in qualifying to have any hope of making a World Cup playoff. But they will also need to take points off the big boys, especially Portugal.
We were known previously as being a nightmare to play. We're not quite there yet, are we?
No, not quite yet. We're still conceding too many goals. And, you know, if like teams who are a nightmare to play against and are hard to beat generally don't concede at the first sign of opposition attack, which is what happened twice this week. So that has to improve. Defending in the penalty area and just throwing bodies in front of shots, that all has to get better. And we saw the Ireland team do that very well for one half against England at Wembley last November. The problem was Liam Scales gets sent off and then there's just a collapse, 5-0. And Hal Grimson talked of that being a psychological issue more than a tactical issue. He's talked about a lack of confidence in the group, and he says that for some players, the shirt is maybe a little bit too heavy. What would give you hope from these games is that Ireland are back winning games now, like back-to-back wins this week. It's 4 wins in, I think, 6 matches under Hal Grimson. That should give the players some confidence, and that will be key going into the serious stuff later this year.
Well, it's great to have the hope. Gavin, thanks so much. Gavin Cooney there from the 42.ie.